From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. NATO is confirming the death of another soldier in Afghanistan, bringing the number of fatalities to 13 since an anti-Taliban offensive was launched in Marja, Afghanistan, over a week ago. General David Petraeus, commander of U.S. Central Command, tells NBC, meanwhile, that the current campaign to secure Marja is only the beginning.
I don't use words like optimist or pessimist. I use realist. And the reality is that it's hard, but we're there for a very, very important reason, and we can't forget that.
Petraeus on NBC's Meet the Press. Someone threw a homemade bomb at a synagogue in Cairo today. No one was hurt. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, Egypt's Interior Ministry is hunting down the suspect.
Police reports of the incident say an unidentified man entered a hotel located on the fourth floor of the building across from the synagogue and threw his suitcase out the window. The bomb was described by police as four containers of gasoline and a vial of sulfuric acid meant to detonate the device. The case caught fire but failed to explode. The Shar HaShamayim Synagogue, a late 19th century building that once dominated the broad boulevard it sits on, is the largest in Egypt and still conducts limited services for the country's small elderly Jewish population. Despite a peace treaty between Israel and Egypt, relations between the neighboring states have never been warm. In Egyptian political circles, being known as a normalizer or supporter of normal relations with Israel is considered an insult. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Israel is touting a major resource in its defense. A Heron TP drone, unmanned aircraft designed for surveillance, but with the ability to jam enemy communications. Today, the Israeli military unveiled a fleet of these drones at a time when Israel faces threats from Iran, which has called for the Jewish state's destruction. In Vancouver, a surprise finish in the men's 1,500-meter speed skating event. Mark Tedert of the Netherlands won over the favored American Shani Davis yesterday. Coming up today, American skier Bodie Miller races again. He already has the most career medals of any American downhill skier and has two more shots at gold. From Whistler, north of Vancouver, NPR's Diana Douglas has a preview.
Bodie Miller will race in the giant slalom today, speeding around gates on the extremely steep Whistler Creekside course. He took bronze in the downhill race on Monday, and then 2 days ago took the silver in the Super G. Despite having won multiple world championships, Bodie Miller still hasn't earned an Olympic gold medal. The U.S. ski team has dominated the medal stand at these Winter Games. They've earned 7 medals in 5 races, the most ever for the U.S., with 5 races still to come. Norway and Austria are the only other countries with multiple medals in downhill skiing so far, with 2 each. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Whistler.
This is NPR News. Ukraine may finally have a new president this week. Viktor Yanukovych is set to be inaugurated on Thursday. His opponent in the February 7th presidential election, Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, has ended her court battle challenging the results of that vote. In the U.S., a new congressional report finds that drug maker GlaxoSmithKline knew about ties between a diabetes drug and heart attacks years before it was disclosed to the public. Glaxo is now under mounting pressure to pull Avandia from the market. The Obama administration has a plan to rescue the Great Lakes, a source of drinking water to some 30 million people. The Environmental Protection Agency's chief, Lisa Jackson, has announced a 5-year blueprint to head off environmental threats to the lakes, as NPR's Carol Van Dam reports.
The $2.2 billion Environmental Protection Agency plan provides relief for communities surrounding the Great Lakes worried about the invasion of Asian carp and other foreign species that have already overrun parts of the Mississippi River system and are on the verge of entering Lake Michigan. Along with a zero-tolerance policy toward more invasive species, the government will clean up the region's 5 most heavily polluted sites and restore wetlands. The Great Lakes contain 20% of the world's fresh water, but contaminated water caused by runoff from city pollution and farms has led to algae blooms so thick that beaches have been closed. The plan also strives to save species like the lake sturgeon, prehistoric endangered fish that can grow as long as 8 feet. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle calls the plan a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make huge progress. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.